Dr. Bowman, this is from David Selker. And the question is this: can a person believe in evolution and be saved?
Can a person believe in evolution and be saved? I would say I'd give that a qualified yes. You don't go to hell because you believe in evolution. You go to hell because you're a sinner. Now, there are some people who just haven't arrived at the top of the mountain of truth yet, where the Baptists are sitting. But, I guess you'd have to define what you mean by evolution. As I read through Mr. Callahan's website and the things he teaches on there, I became convinced he does believe in God, but I'm not convinced it's the same God as the God of the Bible. Because the God that he has, you know, required billions of years. He can't write a book that we can depend upon. So I don't know who's saved and who's not, other than myself. But the position he has taken makes me real nervous for his salvation, as it does for others who take this position. Because when they say the word God, they're not talking about the God of the Bible, that's for sure. Osama bin Laden uses the word God quite often. He's not talking about the same God that I worship. So I suppose it's possible to believe in evolution, or to believe, depending on what you mean by evolution, there are six meanings to the word. I covered that on video number four. But yes, I think you could. I think you're going to be really embarrassed when they get to heaven and God says, "You numbskull, I told you what I said what I meant in my book, and you didn't believe it." Okay. So if they go to heaven at all, they're going to be really upset that they don't do a lot of damage to the cause of Christ instead of good.
As far as the issue of salvation, I have a web page and on my website, and I think I'll read it to you, and you can kind of judge for yourself my position on salvation. And it's called Right with God. And this is the page. By the way, my second attempt in jail is here. But Pardon me, I'm sincere. This is my ministry, faithreading.org, which just is at the end of the normal internet. I'll try to remind you of that. But anyway, let me read this in my quick 2 minutes. To be a Christian, the top heading is, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That's Romans 8:16. To be a Christian, one must satisfy the requirements set forth by God Himself, not man. The underlying meaning behind the terminology used by men is what's important, saved by faith, grace, born again, etc. And it is the meaning behind the words which is important and what is in a person's heart. Jesus clearly emphasized repentance and he emphasized good works. However, he also taught us to pray continually, not just once, forgive us our sins, implying that no man ever reaches perfection. Therefore, it is the sincere desire to do what is right before God that is of utmost importance. Also, since God is a living, ever-present, and all-powerful being, it makes sense not just to talk to Him, but to listen and depend on Him too. This is partly what the conversation with Nicodemus concerned, John 3. Only if God is also infinitely good and merciful could we have such a relationship with Him. A Christian should see the personal communication, guidance, and power of God in his life. This is a miracle for the supernatural act of God. And so one miracle all Christians should see. So we accept his deity, we repent, we accept him into our lives. At that point, we're born again. And none of us gets it right. I have the same God you have. There's one God. It's Jesus Christ and his Son, Jesus Christ.
All right. Time's up.